Haram al-Sharif, or Noble Enclosure, built by the Arabs in 638, is a square fortress wall guarding the Golden Dome of the Rock and the Al-Aqsa Mosque. It is the third holiest shrine in Islam. Palestinians have always, however, felt that the goal of Jewish Zionism is the control of the Temple Mount and the construction of the Third Temple. Indeed, despite strong historical evidence to the contrary, many Israeli religious extremists have embraced the dubious theory that the massive western wall of the Temple Mount is the remains of the Second Temple or Temple of Herod, and have, since 1967, when the Old City in East Jerusalem was occupied, conducted worship at the site which they call the Wailing Wall. The Israeli claim that the Haram al-Sharif should be jointly owned was the key factor in the breakdown of the Camp David peace talks in 2000. To make matters worse, Ariel Sharon, on September 28, 2000, entered the Temple Mount with thousands of armed guards, provoking a popular uprising or second intifada, during which over 500 Palestinians were killed and more wounded. The growing pressure of right-wing religious zealots in Israel is widely believed by Arabs to be the cause of the implementation of low-intensity war between Palestinians and Israeli troops. How did we go from the promise of lasting peace, which President Bill Clinton intended as the crowning achievement of his administration, and the religious tension which could well start a Third World War? Last week, a prominent professor of modern Arab politics and intellectual history at Columbia University, Dr. Joseph Massad, who is Palestinian, spoke in front of a packed room at New Brunswick Public Library on the persistence of the Palestinian question. According to Dr. Massad, the turn of events in the Middle East is no surprise and has its roots in the origin of the Zionist movement itself.
Zionism, in Herzl's words, would set up a state for the Jews that would constitute, and I quote him, the portion of the rampart of Europe against Asia, an outpost of civilization as opposed to barbarism, unquote. Zionism understood well that for Jews to become Europeans, they could not remain identified in tribal or religious terms, but rather in terms of race and nationhood. It is in this context that the religious origins of Judaism are transformed into national and racial origins, and ancient Hebrew kings become the progenitors of modern Jews. But also the very image of the Jew as carrier of European Gentile civilization to a barbaric geography was definitional of Zionist political argumentation.
Thus, it becomes evident to an honest examination of the historical record, that Zionism, although trying to project the return of a people to the land it owned in the distant past, an imposture accepted as truth by most Western media, that Zionism is indeed an expansion of the same Western colonial conquest which raged throughout the past two centuries.
Israel's establishment in 1948 set in motion an uninterrupted process of colonization, with its 1967 conquest of the West Bank and the Gaza Strip marking an intensified effort that was given an even stronger push since the Oslo Agreement was signed, as the number of Jewish colonial settlers in the still-occupied territories have doubled since 1993. Israeli military and Jewish settlers uprooting of hundreds of thousands of Palestinian olive trees in the West Bank and Gaza Strip, as well as the Israeli military's recent razing of 4 million square meters of cultivated land, are engineered, among other things, to prove that Palestinians would only be allowed to live in a desert. The persistence of the Palestinian question, therefore, is organically linked to the persistence of the Jewish question, whose Zionist resolution was accomplished through displacement. The persistence of anti-Semitism in Euro-American thought today is precisely what informs European and American support for the anti-Semitic Jews inhabiting Israel. It is hardly a coincidence in this regard that anti-Semitic Christian fundamentalists are Israel's strongest supporters in the US. Israel's packaging itself as an extension of Europe is what accounts for much of the support the settler colony has received from Europe and America over the last century.
Thus, the current expulsion of Palestinians from the land and the destruction of the economy, along with the growing efforts to rebuild a third temple by extremists in Israel, supported by their colleagues in the United States, appear to be the continuation of a drive to transform the Middle East into a new Judeo-Christian colony, which has its origin in apocalyptic theological fundamentalism. The implications are worrisome for world peace. For the WBAI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen in New Brunswick, New Jersey.